As his rivals battle it out in Iowa, Republican John McCain has had New Hampshire pretty much to himself. The Arizona senator is making the most of it, drawing big crowds in a state that votes a week from tomorrow, a state he needs to keep his recent surge alive. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers has more.
At most John McCain campaign stops these days, you'll see at least one hand-lettered sign that says, "The Mac is back," or something much like it. You may also see a video screen listing McCain's 26 local newspaper endorsements. It's hard to believe this campaign was dead in the water just a few short months ago. All weekend long, McCain's growing crowds heard two main messages. Message one is a salute to the voters themselves.
The people of New Hampshire obviously take their responsibilities with the utmost seriousness. And this is a great thing about America, my friends. You can't buy an election in the state of New Hampshire. You got to go to the people, and the people will go to you.
Message two is that America needs a practiced hand to deal with threats in Iraq, Afghanistan, and now Pakistan.
I know Musharraf. I know these people. I've been there many times. I know how to handle this situation. And that's because I have the experience and knowledge and background and judgment. And I'm running for President of the United States, my friends, because I think we have a transcendent challenge. And that transcendent challenge is the threat of radical Islamic extremism.
The repetition of the money and foreign policy themes is no accident. The campaign of former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has spent lavishly, lately focusing on ads attacking McCain on immigration. Romney also has a soft spot in his lack of international experience. Charles McLean, a 90-year-old Republican from Durham, said he'd considered Romney over McCain, but says in the last week he's become convinced McCain's international experience and patriotism trumps any shortcomings.
I was a little bit concerned that he was too soft on immigration. Now I have enough input so that I've been able to sift things out. And McCain is the guy we need under the conditions that exist today. And I support him 1,000%.
Independent voter Lynn Howard wouldn't go quite that far, but the former teacher says even though she's been leaning Romney, she may end up voting McCain.
I had written him off, frankly, because of the immigration issue. But I'm willing to look at him again because I think we are in a war for survival. We've got to face it, and we need people with experience and people that are able to address the issues.
At town halls, an energized McCain highlights issues where he differs from his GOP rivals. He says he'll make sure the U.S. never again engages in torture, and he'll close the Guantanamo Bay prison. McCain has been concentrating on the independent voters who boosted his big upset win over George Bush here in 2000. And he seems aware that dissatisfaction with the GOP field has brought him back into contention. Here's how he put it to a packed VFW hall in Merrimack.
We have had a Lazarus-like experience, at least in the minds of some observers. And in fact, I told one of them the other day, I felt like Will Smith and I Am Legend. You know, I'm the last guy standing that's not a zombie. But anyway, that wasn't nice, was it?
And Senator John McCain will be appearing here all week, apart from a one-day trip to Iowa on the eve of the caucuses. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.